Hey y'all, welcome to the 41st episode of Overcaffeinated. This is the beginning of season 3, and we are doing wellness check number 2 with my bestie podcaster girlfriend, Sam.
Hi guys, I am thrilled to be alive and happy to be back on Soph's Pod for season 3. Let's get it. So, what did you say before? You're doing them in 20 episodes?
Yeah, I kind of, like, naturally decided that the podcast just seems to, like, roll with the 20. Also, I feel like I kind of reach a maximum before I, like, burn out at 22. Because, like, think about if you have, like, 15 people on, like, that's a lot of people. And that's also, like, a lot of weeks. Because it's, like, I only do one once a week. So, like, 20 weeks, like, that's, like,
that's a lot.
That's almost half the year, you know?
Yeah, so I know. I think what we do is super impressive, and it's not easy, but it's a learning curve. And I feel like after a year or two of a year plus, and like of doing this, we've learned so much. Like, we literally just learned something new right this second, guys. Like, we're constantly learning about podcasting and social media.
Yeah, like, we're literally had it. I called Sam like 25 minutes ago, and we're just recording now because of technical difficulties on both of our ends. So we're makeshifting it as we go. Thankfully, we each have multiple devices to help us get to where we need to be today. Because I was a little worried earlier.
No, honestly, this has never happened before. We're normally pretty successful with this, so
usually it's pretty smooth. I mean, my Wi-Fi in my bedroom, I know, isn't the best, but I'm working on hooking up my Wi-Fi extender. And also, this kind of goes into what we're talking about today. We're managing work and travel and transitioning anxiety, and just like lots of change. And like, this is a prime example of how to deal with it. Like, we just kind of rolled with the punches. We both adapted to what us and the other needed to figure out. Like, Sam was in a closet for best audio quality, and she had to get out of the closet
because there was no Wi-Fi in the closet.
I bet it was all the plastic from the hanging bags.
Okay, guys. I was like, save the turtles, but like, we're using plastic to put our clothes in. Guys, what the hell is this bullshit?
Yeah, literally, I'm like, huh? Sam has a hat on, and I was just like, Sam has a hat on, I was literally like, if you didn't have that hat on, like, your hair would be sticking straight up in the air right now. Like, there would be no chance of it, like, surviving in there.
And I'm really glad that I wore the hat today, because that would have been Not a cute look.
But season 3 is here. This is our collab podcast, so it's going to be released on mine on June 1st, and then on Sam's on, what day is yours technically? Thursday, June 3rd. Yes. So they will be coming out like a little bit staggered, but like, who cares? Check them both out. There might be a little bit of bonus content on either or that you might not get on the other, so check them both out. We'll link everything in the description as always. But yeah, this is all about a new season, a new job. I just started a new job on Thursday, which is kind of wild. New beginnings. I also just moved.
Talk about that.
Yeah.
So
I got this amazing job. It's completely remote. I don't really know like what I can and cannot say about it yet. I don't really know about that, but basically I'm working for this. I don't really know. Like, so I'm not going to like disclose everything. Yeah, I mean, I guess I posted fine. On.
But you're like, right. I didn't even like think of it that way. Like, we're both in social media. So like, some of the things that we do in our like work is like kind of confidential because it's like pre-released things and like projects that we're working on. So
yeah,
that's why Sophia means like, she doesn't know if she can talk about it.
Yeah. Like, basically I'm on a team. My title is I'm an influencer partnerships coordinator. So basically I get campaigns sent to me from different brands that like we like get on as like our agency. And then we hear what the company wants out of their social media campaign. And then we find the best people to you and to post about it and like be the influencers for that campaign. So I help like source all of those influencers and stuff, which is really cool. And I'm working completely remotely. There isn't a Chicago office because I'm back in Chicago now. But that's the beauty of it, is I can be anywhere and do this, and I don't have to go into an office at all, which Sam also doesn't have to go into an office
either. Oh, I just want to say, because I know Ashley's going to listen to this, and Ashley is a type of person who she thrives in the office workspace. Like, she cannot work from home. Like, yeah, she has like a baby and like a whole family that live at home as well, like where like I live by myself, whereas you live with your dad. So it's like, we are all completely different human beings in different like living situations, and like you and I thrive working from home because it's our safe space, it's our go-to. And then like whereas Ashley, like, she thrives at the workspace because it's quiet and it's like she's around the same minded people, whereas like we're more so like alone rather than with people all the time. So it's seriously like nothing is wrong with going into the office, nothing is wrong from working from home. Like, never ever feel that you should feel less or more working one or the other. Like, it's just how you thrive your best. And if a job says like, oh, you can work from home, and they do have an office and you thrive in the office, go in the freaking office. Like, we don't care. Like, I just want you to be successful and happy in your job.
Yeah. And also touching on that, I used to be someone that would like thrive in the office, and I love, like, I used to get so excited and like thrive off of like work friends and like my work friends. And like, I still have work friends that I talk to like every day to this day. But I think with COVID and just like the adapting of like learning, I used to love to go in the classroom. Then I started to get anxious to go into class. I didn't like that anymore. I don't know if it was because I had to be in a mask and I had to like sit away from people, and I just didn't, it made me really uncomfortable, but like I really didn't like that. And then I also just like started working from home, and I'm like, I kind of like this. I like being able to be flexible and be on my own schedule. I don't have to commute, because also like commuting stresses me out too, which we'll talk about later. But like all of that, it's just nice to have like the option, and it's okay to like be that like social butterfly. But what really like helped me, honestly, and I'm about to get like really sappy, so like beware, but like literally like becoming friends with you, like you and I have never even met in person, but like we have such like a connection and like a friendship that like I wasn't afraid to completely work remotely and have my coworkers be all around the US, because I knew I could still get my stuff done, form relationships with them, and like thrive even though I'm not sitting next to them at a table. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Hell yeah. So that's what I'd love to hear. Like, yeah. And you like, we keep saying that we adjust and adapt to it, because like this is something like we've never been thrown into before. So like we are only speaking from like the past year of being in COVID and like that experience. Like, yeah, I've been working from home 2 years because I'm 2 years out of college. We're still just graduated. But it doesn't matter. Like, we still have the same feelings and, like, emotions about it versus, like, going into the office or doing anything else. Yeah. So, like, you can, like, social media is an amazing field to work in. And I think Soph and I are both, like, very, very blessed to have the jobs that we have, because, one, it interests us. And, two, like, we're going to talk about it a little later, but it's, like, we aren't so, like, pressured to know exactly what we're doing. And, like, it's a learning process. So, like, the whole point of, like, your first job or two and, like, in out of college is, like, literally just to grow. I don't know how if you feel about this, though. If I find out that like, you did, because you were a little stressed about getting a job, you, like, wanted to find, like, your perfect first job, right?
Yes. Yes. 100%. Okay.
Not everyone gets that. So, like, you and I are very, very blessed. But that's what we're going to talk about later, is just talking about, like, giving yourself, like, grace and love and still taking care of yourself, still trying to be on top of your stuff. But if you're not happy, like, we can fix it. And, like, we'll talk about that later. But I just talk about, like, starting this job. Like, we're both super freaking happy. Like, yeah, you've only been in it for a few days, but, like, you would know if it wasn't for you already.
Yeah, and I have plans on having, just so everyone knows, because I'm not going to get, like, deep into, like, the job hunt /, like, interview process, because I do want to do an episode deep on that for everyone. Really? Because this woman that I met this past semester, her name is Sharon, she is a career coach, and she helps people our age and freshly out of college, but really anyone, become a good interviewer. And I didn't really understand that. I always thought, like, oh, I do well in interviews and whatever, and then I found out what I was doing wrong, and then I, like, perfected it, and then it was just so much more natural and simple for me to interview after that. So I really want to have her on, and she's local, so we might be able to do that as an in-person one too, which would be really, really cool. Yeah, she's really awesome and gave me so much great tips, and I actually, like, found her through my other friend Sam, that she does all the TikTok Starbucks cups and everything, which she was on the podcast too. So she connected me with her for a focus group, and then we had a Clubhouse meetup, and she literally, it was like a hour long free consultation. So I want her to come on and help give all of you guys tips, and then you guys can reach out to her, because she really changed the way I interviewed and looked at just job hunting in general, because it's really overwhelming.
Yes. Oh my God, yes. Honestly, like, you and anyone that 2020, 2021 graduates, like, I give you so much grace and so much love and support and anything that I can do to help you guys, because, like, I know I'm not very helpful, but in, like, the job world, you know, in mental health world I am, but, like, you guys have it so hard. I will tell you that right now. I will tell you that being 2 years out of college, I was blessed to have, like, to not be in the COVID world, because it's 10 times more anxiety driven now. Everything is.
Yeah.
Not even just work, life. Life is 10 times more anxiety filled days. Yes, we're getting through them, but, like, starting a new job on top of being in a pandemic, on top of starting remotely, like, I, at least for when I did get, like, my first, when I got this job, the first few days I was in person with my boss.
Yeah.
Like, you are completely starting from, like, the internet. Like, you have only Zoomed or FaceTime with these people. So, like, give yourself some grace, 2020 and 2021 graduates, because this is a very, very hard time. And you will be nervous. You will be anxious. Like, those are normal, normal feelings. And if it's 10 times more now, come talk to Sophia. Like, she knows what's going on.
Yeah, no, literally. And that's actually a great, like, segue into kind of talking about some of the tips that I wanted to touch on as, like, getting ready for your first day of work, especially if it's remote. And even if it isn't remote, I kind of, like, added, like, both stuff. A lot of this might just seem, like, average, but, like, if your anxiety is really high, you might forget to do some of these things. So it's just also, like, just a reminder. Like, the day before I started, like, I worked out with my good friend, and she was like, oh, do you want to go on, like, a walk after our workout? And normally I would have, because I wouldn't care, like, how late it was, you know? And, like, I got home around, like, 8:15-ish p.m. And so I would have probably not have gotten home until, like, 9:30, 10 o'clock. And that would have stressed me out, because I need to, like, shower and, like, get a good night's rest and, like, prepare. So, like, definitely get a good night's rest. Like, go to bed a little bit earlier than you normally would, because also you probably will want to wake up a little bit earlier than you normally would, because, like, to get, like, ready. I always say this, and I just say this, like, even for work in general, just to save you one extra step, or at school too, just, like, it's kind of, like, funny, and I think my, like, mom always, like, taught me this, but, like, I always prepare, like, what I want to wear the day before, the night before, because it will save you so much time in the morning, because, like, just look at the weather before, like, wear layers, like, don't always just, like, rely on, like, the one thing that you're wearing, and make it something that's, like, comfortable, but also, like, that is applicable for the job. Yeah, and professional. And also make sure to eat breakfast in the morning. Some people aren't breakfast people, but, like, get your coffee and then, like, get coffee and just take, like, a granola bar or, like, an apple or something. It doesn't have to be crazy. Because I don't really like
something in your stomach.
Yeah, because you're already going to be nervous and you're not going to want to eat anyway, and you need something so you don't pass out from anxiety.
Yes.
Like,
yes,
and it's funny because, like, you think I'm joking, but, like, I'm not.
No, like, we're not. Like, put some, and honestly, before you drink the coffee, put something in your stomach first. Like, take a bite of the apple before you drink the coffee.
Okay, question. I have a question for you. So I saw a TikTok.
Back into flow.
So I saw a TikTok the other day that said, It's really messed up for women to drink their coffee on an empty stomach, have it that be the first thing you do in the morning. Like, you should eat a little something and then have your coffee. Do you know if that's true?
Yeah, I think I've seen that TikTok before, actually, and I was like, yeah, like, I'm glad people know this. Yeah, even sometimes, like, so coffee is a appetite suppressor. I'm not sure, like, the bean or whatever, like, I don't know the science behind it, but I do know that coffee is an appetite suppressor, so if you are just drinking coffee right when you wake up, you may realize that you're not really hungry until, like, noon-ish, like, 11:30 noon. And you're like, shit, I didn't eat breakfast and now it's time for lunch and I only had coffee so far.
That's literally me every day. So that's actually probably not good for me.
What?
I said that's literally me every day. So that's probably not good for me.
Yeah, no, I did that for a while, like up until like 2021, I like started actually, like, and even some days, like if I'm like on the go and I'm like, crap, like I need coffee, I need something to eat. Like, I will drink my coffee before I put something in my stomach. Like, it's just like a, like, I just want the liquid. It's easier to do than to eat real food. Like, I get it.
But that's why I like the smoothies, too. Because, like, I know today I'm not eating dinner until later. Because my dad won't be back home until, like, 8. So, I know I'm going to be eating a later dinner, which I normally like to eat an earlier dinner. I like to eat around now, like, 5:30. But, so that's why I made a superfood smoothie so that I can, like, power through. So, maybe I should do this in the morning. And have the coffee, like, with my lunch or, like, after. Or drink them both at the same time.
Yeah, you could. I would do that. It's, like, the most easy thing to do. It's, like, you're putting all of that in your body at one time rather than, like, it's, like, they're both liquid, I mean. Like, not, like, it's, like, a liquid and a solid.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. Maybe give it a try for, like, this upcoming work week and see how your body feels. Like, a lot of things, like, with work, too, are trial and error.
Yeah.
Because, like,
getting your routine.
Like, you don't, like, and especially working from home, like, you don't know when you get certain breaks or not because, like, things can change day to day.
Well, yeah, that's something that not as totally stressed me out, but it's just something I definitely have to get used to. Like, my friend and I were talking about this. This is going to be the first time that we're ever working where it's just, like, it's not like you clock in at a certain time and clock out at a certain time. Like, because I'm salary-based and, like, you do what you have to do, like, tomorrow, I technically only have one meeting scheduled thus far. But, like, also because my colleagues are, some are on the East Coast, some are on the West Coast, it's not, like, 9 to 5 either. Like, their 9 a.m. is my 11 a.m., you know what I mean? So, like, that also affects things, and I just have to, like, adjust and figure that out, too. Oh, I forgot to close my window. That is the train outside my window. I have a...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, well, everyone, I live next to the commuter rail train, and it comes every hour on the hour at, like, on the 30-ish, so it's 5:25. It's about that time. So if anyone needs to go down to Chi-Town, you can hop on the train by my house.
Honestly, anyone that takes a train to work, let me kiss your freaking feet.
Can you hear that?
Like, I could never...
This train is nice, though. Like, you go on, and then it just takes you all the way there. You don't have to, like, worry about getting off at different stops and, like, switching and everything.
Yeah, that was nice. New York is so hard with that.
Well, Chicago has that, too. That's the L. This is, like, the Metra, which is, like, it takes you from the suburbs to the city. But then there's, like, the L, which that's, like, in the city already. But,
yeah,
Yeah, so, sorry about that, noise complaint. But it adds more character, you know?
Yeah.
You know me, I'm raw.
We're unedited here.
Yeah. We're raw in here. Which, actually, my next point is if you have to commute at all, make sure that you plan out your morning so you're not late. And a lot of times, like, that was another factor of, like, my dad moving here. He's like, well, if you're going to be working, if your whatever company you end up working for is in Chicago, you literally can walk outside your door and get to the train so you don't have to deal with that too, because that's a whole other thing. And, like, driving into the city is a nightmare. Like, that would never happen. But, like, you'd, like, basically have to take the train because parking is so expensive and it just takes forever to get down there. But, yeah, so anytime you do that, make sure you wake
just
up at a reasonable hour.
For success.
Yeah. In a nutshell.
I know being late is so easy. Like, I'm late all the time. Like, literally all the time. I actually hate it. That's, like, something I'm working on. So you really just have to leave earlier. Like, you do. And no. I wish we didn't. I wish we could just get to places as quick as it says, or it's fast, slow or fast that takes us, but not worth, guys. It's not worth it. Just get there early, chill in your car, meditate, read, listen to music, go on your phone.
Listen to this podcast.
Listen to our podcast, yes. Like, just get to work. Just go. You have to go in and you have to commute. Just make it work. And I know it's going to suck, but just make it work.
Yes, we love that. Another tip that I have, that if you're nervous and you're like, why am I here? What's going on? What am I doing? Like, do I even belong here? Because I feel like a lot of people get naive right before, like, their first day, and they're like, what's going on? Like, what's my plan? Like, what's my purpose? Reread your job description. Like, reread the job that you got chosen for, and, like, realize that, like, this is exactly, like, what you're supposed to do. This is what you're employer like expects of you, but at the same time, you're also not expected to know this all. Like, this is like what you're going to be doing, and you're going to be learning this along the way. Like, in the last few days, like, I've had this training, and like, yes, I understand what they're teaching me, but like, I've never used some of these programs and these different databases and like stuff like that. So like, you just have to also like realize, like, you're not expected to know everything on the first day.
Yes, yeah, and I struggled with that for a really long time. Like, even, like, my first, like, month into it, I really, like, still struggled with some of the reports I had to pull and, like, analyze those reports, and I was doing it wrong. I was like, I don't know how to add these up right. Like, not that I was, like, it's not just adding numbers. It's a lot of different other things. Like, I just was not figuring it out. It took me a while, but something I want to add to what Sophia just said was that your employer hired you because they see potential in you. They see growth in you. They see anything that you have, they see it, and that is why you got hired. They're not going to hire you if they don't want you. I promise you, they're not going to pay you, pay some random person to do a certain job if they don't like you. You have to fit in. You have to be mindful. You have to have the criteria. And even if they don't have exactly what the job description says, if you fit in, you fit in. So don't put yourself down on that stuff. Like, if it does take you a little bit longer, like, that's okay. Like, that you're there for a reason. Like, you're gonna get the support, and if you don't, then we can figure it out from there. But first things first, you have to at least try and remember that you're there, like Sophia said, because they see something in you and they want you to be there.
And also, shoot, I was about to say something and then I forgot. Oh, now I remembered. My employer told me, I'm not gonna like explicitly say like exactly what she said, but like, while I was in the interview process, yeah, and I got like my offer, she was like, you were chosen out of X amount of people. Like, we found your resume out of X amount of people, and like, blah, 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 blah. Just to like also validate me that like, there were a lot of people that applied for these jobs. Like, if you're down to the wire of like in a job like interview process and everything, and then they end up choosing you, like, first of all, you should feel very proud and very blessed, because a lot of times, like, especially like on LinkedIn, like when those jobs are posted on LinkedIn, do you know how many people are clicking on them and like quick applying? Like, they literally get like hundreds of applicants, you know? So like, if your application is chosen and they even want to talk to you, like, that should be one thing, because like, I've applied to literally hundreds of jobs and ended up with the one that I have, and they emailed me back within like 3 days of applying, and like, these other ones never even said no. So like, there's also that.
Yeah, it's really all like, you're the job that you're supposed to be in, whether it's like not exactly what you wanted at first or not what you thought you would get. Everything happens for a reason.
Yes.
And my next point to that is, it's okay if you end up not liking something. Not liking your coworkers, not liking the purpose of the company and like their mission statement, like you don't like the actual work that you're doing, like that's okay. You're not locked into it. This isn't the end.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we can help you find more than one job. You can get this and that. You can go back to school. You can go to trade school. Like, there are so many things in the world that you can do, and that if like this one job or like time in your life, like even if you're in school right now, like even if school's not for you, like it's okay, you're not locked in, like we can get out of it. And it's just about like controlling our anxiety and remembering that like we have to stay grounded and that there's so many good things in the world, and like you'll be okay. Like it's, everything is going to happen for a reason. And like, so didn't believe that for a while, I just started manifesting it, and look what freaking happened. Got her dream job.
Yeah, I've been manifesting it for a while. Yeah, there was a... Sorry. I took a sip of my smoothie. Yeah, there was a while where I got really, really discouraged, and I was like, there's no jobs, like, the economy sucks. Like, I was so, like, I sounded like my dad. I was just like, this sucks, like, blah, blah, blah. And, like, but also I had to realize, like, the jobs that I was applying for, like that I'm working on, like this one job, it's similar to like what I do now, just at a different agency. I went through the interview process, and then I didn't end up getting the job because I couldn't work soon enough. Like they wanted it immediately. And like, you also have to learn like whatever job you want. Like a lot of times certain jobs, they recruit like almost a year in advance or like months in advance. And like, I knew people at school that, like, knew what their jobs were going to be, like, literally in October, and then they, like, graduated in May. So, like, they knew literally their whole entire senior year. And then there was, like, us, like, the comm people and, like, social media, advertising, like, stuff like that, that were, like, are we, like, chopped liver? But I'm actually starting work earlier than them, which everyone's like, didn't you want to take time off and, like, travel and whatever and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like... yeah, but, like, I'm gonna get vacation days, and the sooner I start working, the sooner I get paid. So, like, that's also my mentality. Like...
yes. And so, I didn't even think of this till right now, but, like, the sooner you start working, the sooner you figure out what you like and what you don't like.
So yeah, and the sooner you start, like, acquiring, like, everything that the job has, like, you see if it's meant for you. Like, I'm such a big girl. My health insurance is kicking in tomorrow, which is, like, actually insane.
Yeah, like, holy shit. You are a big girl.
Yeah, like, that was kind of wild. I did that earlier today, and I was like, huh? Like, it was, like...
you're, like, adult things?
Yeah, I was like, insurance? What? But my dad sells insurance, so he helped me with that and, like, made sure I got the right thing. But, yeah, it's just,
I didn't start my job right away. I went to California. That's not like traveling, but like I went to California for a vacation after college, and then I was like moving out of my Pittsburgh house, so like I didn't start like right away like you did. But I mean, hey, like I turned out great. I love my job. So yeah, you don't have to start right away after school. Like you don't have to, but you can.
Well, and that's also another thing is like people need to know that it's okay not to start right away either, and like to take time off. And especially with COVID, just in general, there just isn't a timeline for anything anymore. Like, I have friends that, like, wanted to go to law school, and they're taking a gap year. And, like, honestly, it's probably going to benefit them more. Like, they're so burned out from school already that, like, they can take time to, like, adjust, work a little bit, save some money so they're not, like, broke in law school. And then they can, like, actually enjoy it and, like, live life. And just, like, even just, like, other, like, like grad school programs and whatever. Like I don't need to go to grad school to do what I want to do, but if like my employer like encouraged me going to like grad school and like they paid for it, obviously I would do it. But I think it's just like a different thing for everyone. But like if you have any inclination of going and you're like on the waters, like just take a gap year. Like it's so much easier to like transition back
into everything.
Like my older cousins, like my one older cousin, his company paid for it. He went when like he had his first kid, like he was going to grad school at night. Like you can do it in so many different ways, especially with it being online. Like you could do all your grad school online if you wanted to and do it at your own pace.
Really, it's like so just everything is so much easier now and better, and everything's at your own pace. And if you will find what you want to do, you will reach your goals and your dreams, and everything's gonna work out. And I say this because like I'm doing it, I'm living it, I'm living proof that this is gonna happen. And I didn't really think about that prior. I was like, no, like it's gonna take me until I'm 40 to be a millionaire, whatever goal I wanted back then. But like now I just care about being happy.
Yeah,
And that, like, it's, everything else falls into place. Like, once you start caring about yourself and your mental health, like, everything else falls into place. And, like, stop rushing life. Like, it's not worth it.
No, it's so true. Like, to think that, like, for a while I, like, didn't want to move in with my parents and I didn't want to, like, I wanted to be on my own and do all this stuff. And then, like, my dad ended up moving and then I realized, like, I have my own space there and, like, I literally can still do whatever I want. It's not like he's treating me like a child. Like, I'm like, this isn't horrible. Like, it's okay. Like, it's okay to, like,
to have... do this for a little yeah, bit.
It's okay to do this for a little bit and it's okay to, like, not have everything totally figured out, you know?
Yeah. That leads me into, like, what I want to talk about next is, like, I'm, like, the worst traveler ever.
Yeah.
Like, absolutely horrid. And I always thought, like, rush into it. Like, do everything the first day. Like, do it. Like, just pack. Just go. Just don't even think about it. Just show up. And that doesn't work for me.
I was going to say, can you elaborate on that? Like, what do you mean do everything in the first day? Like, in one day, get, like, all your packing done? Or, like, get everything you want to do that you want on the vacation?
Yeah, like, I, like, am so, like, go. I want to do it all at one time. I want to eat the most food. I want to drink the most alcohol. I want to see the most things. Like,
that's so interesting.
I don't know. Like, I literally ruined my vacation in Arizona. Well, it's not even a vacation. I was there for work, but, like, I ruined it because I got myself sunburned. Like,
okay,
I didn't get to sit out in the sun and lay in the pool the next 3 days because I effed myself in the beginning.
I'm sorry I'm laughing, but, like, you and a lot of people get sunburned on the first day of vacation. It's quite inevitable.
But that's what I'm saying. Like, don't do that, people. Like, stop doing that. No, don't do it. Put freaking sunscreen
on. Well, I think people get excited. I think people get excited about being on vacation and we're coming out of hibernation and everyone's like, yay, sun. And then you're like, oh, shoot. Like, especially in Arizona because of the dry heat. Like, it's hot, but it's not that hot. Like, it's comfortable enough to sit outside literally all day and, like, you won't die. And, like,
yeah, but then you burn.
Well, yeah, but now you have a nice glow.
Yeah, I do. You're right. But I'm saying that, like, as much as you prepare for your trips, like, you can never be too prepared. Like, you're never going to be, it's never going to be enough sometimes. It can be, like, never going to be too much. So do what you know. Learn the things that you like to do. Like, this, and this revolves around, like, school and work, too. Like, find out the things that, like, benefit you throughout your day and implement them. Like, do that. Like, don't stress yourself out and, like, continue to put yourself down all day long. And just, like, don't live for the weekends. Like, be thankful to wake up and have a job on your Tuesday morning. Yeah, it's freaking raining. Sucks. Like, you have a job. You have a house over your head. Like,
yeah.
You're getting paid. Like, there's so many things. Or, like, when you're traveling, like, I always panic. I always have panic attacks when I'm traveling because I'm not home. But I'm like, I know my home's going to be there when I get back. Yeah. I'm only here for so many days. And I, like, get in my head and I do this and that. And then I, like, be miserable and I'm upset and I'm anxious. And I'm like, wow, this all just sucks. And it has to do with, like, what you bring with you. So if you sleep a certain way, you should bring all your sleep stuff with you. If you have a morning routine, bring that stuff with you, because if you're without it, your body is gonna go into shock. Like, it's like this new transition. Like, you're like, holy shit, like, something new is happening, and, like, your body and your brain are not caught up yet. Like, things happen before your brain and your body realize it sometimes. Yeah, your brain is super smart, but it doesn't matter. Like, sometimes something happens, you're like, holy shit, I need to process this.
Yeah,
new job. Holy shit, I need to process all of this and learn everyone's names and learn every job that we all have to do and learn this new system. And then, yeah, your anxiety is up here through the freaking roof.
Yeah, it's true.
But if we take the time to give ourselves grace, to learn, like I said, to learn what you do and don't like, traveling, anything out, surrounding yourself with the best people possible, even if, like, you can't really choose your work friends, but, like, migrate to the people that you vibe with the most, you trust with the most. Like, there will be people in your office that you don't like, and there will be people in your office that you do like. It's,
yeah.
That's life. That's human. We're human people. Like, we're not robots.
I find it interesting. Sorry, I don't mean to cut you off, but I don't want to.
So
I don't want to stray away from that point. But I find it interesting that you get more anxiety physically traveling. I get anxiety planning the traveling. Like, I've been wanting to go visit my friend Maddie in California for over a year now, and I finally just booked my flight because I knew that I have a long weekend, like an extra long weekend for 4th of July. So I'm going to go for the 4th of July and I'm so excited. But like, literally, I had so, because I felt bad because I'm like, I want to go visit her, but I don't know when and I don't know when to take off and I don't know what to do. And like, I'm like, oh my God. And like, my friends want to go on trips and my parents each want to go on trips. And like, yeah. I'm like, I don't know when I can, like, I wish I could have it all figured out, but like taking off of work stresses me out. And like figuring out when I can and cannot do things stresses me out. And like, I'm one of those people, I just read in, this book that I'm reading that I'm going to, once I'm done reading it, I'm going to do a podcast on it. Now that I am post-grad, I'm starting to read more because I need to like stay intelligent, you know? And yes. So I think like after each book I read, I'm going to do like a podcast like recap on it because I feel like that could be kind of fun. Make that a little series. And then maybe even find people that have read the books too and it could be like a little book club. Ooh, that could be a fun clubhouse idea. I like that. Okay. Sorry. Just had to note that. But yeah, I get really, really stressed out about planning it. And like the book was like, you gotta realize, like, it's okay if you're not there. Like, you need to, like, know to, like, not be there. It's like a mother dropping their kid off at school. Like, you want to be there and, like, you want to, like, cradle them until, like, forever. But, like, it's, they're gonna be okay. Like, they're gonna be okay without you. Like, you gotta realize, like, if you need to take a sick day because you're not feeling well and, like, take it for, like, a mental health day or whatever. Like, that was actually a really cool thing that when I met with HR for my job, they're like, you could take a sick day for, like, a mental health day. Like, we're not going to, like, question you. Like, if you need a day off, like, take the day off. Like, if you're not feeling 100%, like, take the day off. Like, you have a certain amount of sick days for a reason, you know? And they're, like, so, like, I just think it's, like, really good that people are starting to, like, notice that and realize that because, like, it is a thing. Like, sometimes you just wake up and you're just, like, I just can't do this today. Or, like, this stresses me out so much. But then, like, once you figure it out, and once you, like, do what you need to do, and everyone has a different way to, like, Sammy and I could preach all day about how we deal with certain things, but, like, everybody's different, you know?
Yeah, and what, like, we're really just, like, trying to come over the topic about, like, just, it's gonna be okay. Like, anxiety's real, panic attacks are real, life gets scary, we get all that. Soph and I are, like, we can preach about it. But as long as you guys are just taking it one step at a time, one day at a time, like, ask your questions, whoever you're with, do whatever you need to do to feel safe and calm and happy. And if something's making you uncomfortable, like, we'll figure it out. Like, you don't have to stay uncomfortable.
Like, was it that Jordan Sparks song, like, growing up, was like, one step at a time, there's no need to rush.
That's a really good song.
Yeah, like, that you gotta play song. That in I'll your head.
I'm like
sorry, that. You literally just kept saying one step at a time, and that's all that, I didn't hear anything you just said for the last 30 seconds, that's all that was going through my head was that song.
In my head, perfect, I'm really glad. Honestly, I like that song way better than listening to myself talk, so it's fine.
Yeah, I didn't like my singing rendition. I'm so sorry for everyone.
It doesn't have to be this, like, stressful, and, like, we make it so stressful ourselves.
It's very true. And do you have more travel tips, or?
We don't have, like, I was just, like, all I really wanted to say was just, like, surround yourself with, like, the best people, plan your trips, like, as much as you can, and, like, around your flights. That's super important because I was in the airport for 13 hours, and I literally was the most miserable human ever.
So, see, yeah, that was place. Gonna, that was, like, about to be me coming back from 4th of July, and so then I called my friend, and I was, like, hi, like, so it's either I'm in airports literally for 17 hours, like, there were literally no other flight options, but there was one flight that was, like, direct back to Chicago, but I was, like, but it's at 7 in the morning, like, the day after 4th of July, like, can we swing it? And she was, like, dude, we can do whatever work, like, she's like, I'm just happy you're coming here. Like, we will do anything we need to do to, like, whatever. So I'm like, hey, that, like, but that also, like, helped relieve my anxiety of, like, being like, okay, I can get there easily, but coming home is about to be horrible. Like, you know what I mean? Because also then I get anxious because then after a trip and a long weekend, I like to recuperate before I have to work because, like, I'll have to work the next day. So, like, I just, again, that's, like, my overthinking and anxiety kicking in, but, like, everybody thinks about things differently, you know?
You should have, like, taken more days off, like, after. Like, I don't know. Like,
I could have.
Sounds, like, kind of, like...
I could have, but I have, like... I definitely could have, but I have a couple other... Well, also, she starts work that Tuesday, too. But, I have, like, a few other trips that I want to save my vacation days for. I also kind of want to save my vacation days for the winter time, because of how, like, the holidays are, I can probably take off, like, for, like, 2 weeks for, like, the holiday, like, for, like, during Christmas time and stuff, which would be nice, yeah. But, we shall see.
Well, this has been amazing, and I love you a lot. We learned a lot.
I love you more, and I think everyone will be excited that you're back on, and hopefully they're excited that I'm on your pod this week, and yeah, I'm just really excited for season 3 for the summer to begin. This will be coming out June 1st, which I feel like is a good, like, kickoff to the summer. I feel like June is, like, summer for sure. Like,
I agree.
Yeah.
It's going to be a good summer, and we're going to keep it real. We're going to pod as much as we can, yeah, and literally just live the most anxiety-free time, like, as much as we can. Like, we're just going to try to channel, like, no anxiety, no drama, just peace and happiness. I know it sounds a lot better, or a lot easier said than done, and I hate saying those words, but it's all about your mindset. So love your job, love your people. And everything's going to work out.
Yeah. And if you've made it this far in the podcast, if anyone that's listening to this resonates with myself or Sammy or both of us and wants to be a guest on the podcast, please DM us on Instagram, because we would love to have you on and talk about all sorts of stuff, like even social media stuff. And like, that'd be really cool if we talked about that stuff, because even that relates to Sammy's stuff too, like, although it's like mental health and stuff, like social media affects your mental health. Like, that is like one of the most biggest things that affects it. And like, I'm gonna be on social media even more now. Like, literally this Sunday, I started to work on Thursday. This Sunday, it said that my screen time was up 51% and I only worked 2 days. So like, I'm definitely gonna need time to like decompress and whatever. And I think podcasting will be a really good way for me to like unwind and like get off of that and meet new people and like connect with more people. So if you want to connect, hit us up.
Let's,
because we
it.
Love making internet friends, am I right?
Let's be internet friends.
Yay. Also,
all right, guys, we will see you soon.
Yes, we'll see you soon. Also, I kind of want to release like the More Caffeine Please sweatshirt that I have, but in a t-shirt. So let me know if you think that's a good idea. I kind of just want one for myself too. I think I just might make one for us, because I always wear my Raising Serotonin shirt and I don't have an over caffeinated one. So
yeah, that's next.
Yeah. We'll work on it. We have time.
That's next on the...
Yeah. All right. Love you all. Hope you have a great start to your week, and we'll see you next time. Bye.
See you soon. Bye.